are going through the Baptist Confession of, I think it's 1688, and it's Catechism. We're on question number 74. And question number 74 is, what is forbidden in the Sixth Commandment? The Sixth Commandment absolutely forbiddeth the taking away of our own life or the life of our neighbor unjustly, or whatsoever tendeth thereunto. Okay, I'm going to add Exodus 20:13 to their list because that has the actual commandment. It's short. It says, "You shall not murder." To as one of the proof points, they have Genesis 9, and excuse me, I'm going to do 5 and 6. Genesis 9, 5 and 6. Surely, for your lifeblood I will demand a reckoning. From the hand of every beast I will require it. And from the hand of man, from the hand of every man's brother I will require the life of man. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man. So, that actually, one of the strains of Christianity, I think it's I know the Roman Catholic Church says this, is it's wrong to take life even for capital punishment, but this right here is where capital punishment comes from. It's not something that you can't get that biblically. But taking innocent life is what this commandment's all about. And let's go to Acts 16:25-28. Okay. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. And Paul, who was a prisoner, didn't just let him do it, and he didn't tell him, go ahead, you know. He said, Paul called with a loud voice, saying, do yourself no harm, for we are all here. Preventing suicide, preventing murders is important too. That's part of the commandment. And we're pro-life in this church, and we want to prevent the taking of innocent lives before birth too. Thank you.